Oh, the Tyler residence. Jacqueline speaking. Oh, hiya, Beryl. How are you? No, no, that's all right. Oh, don't you worry about it. Me? Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, you know, just getting on with things. Oh, no, wait. Listen, I've got to tell you. I can't keep you to myself. And, right, did you see the news? I know. Oh, I know. Well, guess what? That was me. I know. So remember, this is all top secret. Harriet Jones made me sign a form saying I wouldn't tell anyone. But it's you, so... Well, you're my best mate, aren't you? Well, yeah, you are. So, are you sitting down? Right. You remember what the doctor did? How he shopped Krista and got her arrested? I could barely speak to him afterwards. I wanted to, but Arosa to give him time to calm down. And no, cheeky mare, he needed to calm down. What about me? Well, I tried, Beryl. I tried to put it behind me. I tried to act as if nothing had happened, as if everything was fine. But Rose and Pete, they're intuitive. It means they're good at telling when something's wrong. I tried to hide it, but somehow they noticed I was still upset. You want more chips? Go to a flipping chippy! So, they decided to try and cheer me up. Rose, she booked this holiday for me. Well, I say holiday, it was more of a day trip, but it's the thought that counts. But guess where she was sending me? Only Britain's most beautiful holiday destination and spa resort. I know. I mean, I was still livid, but Beryl, I was going to Hull. Doctor Who Short Trips. Flight into Hull by Joseph Lidster. Read by Camille Couturier. Believe it. I mean, yeah, it was only a day trip. But Hull? I've seen the pictures. The glass pyramids. The tropical blue of the River Humber. Paradise, Beryl. Pure paradise. So she drives me to Stansted and I get on the Zeppelin. Beryl, it was a private Zeppelin. And they'd laid on the works. There was champagne and a buffet and a manicure set. Oh, it was heaven. So, I'm sitting down and I'm starting to feel relaxed when guess who walks in? No, not him. No. All right, Beryl, stop guessing. It was the doctor. Pete and Rose had tricked him on board because they told him there was an old Torchwood base in Hull. And before either of us could do anything, the Zeppelin took off. We were trapped together. Me and Mr. Metacrisis. Well, as you can imagine, we both had plenty to get off our chests. Awkward doesn't even scratch the surface. Well, one of us had to be the bigger person, so eventually I said to him, "Nice weather, isn't it?" Bit too hot, mind. They should do something about that. Well, he didn't answer, but I wasn't going to give up. He might have been born in war or whatever, but I'd been a single mum for 19 years. Everyone says no to you at first. No, you don't qualify for those benefits, Mrs. Tyler. No, you can't bring a pushchair in here, Mrs. Tyler. No, she can't go on the school trip if you can't pay a tenner, Mrs. Tyler. So I tried again. Do you want a glass of fizz? And guess what he went and did? He smirked. He smirked and he muttered something about me being a good little dinner lady. Oh, sweetheart, I tried not to rise to it, but... Who the hell do you think you are? Looking down your nose at me? You're the one who's broken. You used to be a good man. I used to like you, but you've got worse. Krista deserved a second chance and you destroyed her life, just like you destroyed mine. You're a monster. And you know what he says to me? He starts shouting about me not understanding the bigger picture, about how Krista had been a threat to us all, about how I'm just a silly little human. Well, at least I know what I am, Doctor. At least I know who I am. Oh, you know who you are, do you, Jackie Tyler? Beryl, it was me. It was another me. Another me had just transported onto the Zeppelin and was standing there with a flipping great space gun. She was pointing a gun at me and the Doctor. And Beryl, she was a brunette. I know. I mean, I love being a natural blonde because you know what they say. But God's honest truth, it suited me. I never thought dark hair would, because I've got delicate facial features, but it really did. And I was about to tell her this when he pipes up. Oh, great! Two Jackie Tylers. Isn't that wizard? Well, one of us was going to slap his stupid face if he didn't shut up. So, as I always do, Beryl, I had to step in. Oh, ignore him. Who are you, though? Are you really me? I am. That's right, I'm you, but from a parallel world. But I'm from a parallel world. Well, I'm from the real world. This is the parallel world. I'm another parallel of you. So, I'm me, but I'm in a parallel universe, and you're me from another parallel universe. And wait, I thought parallel was like two. You know, those two lines in maths. There's more. That's not parallel. Well, all right, another alternative universe. Do you use Zeppelins as well, or...? Oh, have you got a monorail? Do you use monorails? I love monorails. Wait, have you got a rose? The rose here, apparently, she was a dog. I wind my rose up about it all the time. Can you believe it? You do notice the gun I'm pointing at you. Oh, yeah, but you're not going to kill me, are you? You're me, another me. Two Jackie Tylers and, yeah, actually, Doctor, that is wizard. I know Pete would think so. Do you want a glass of champagne, darling? It's from Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Oh, don't you have a Hong Kong where you're from? It doesn't matter. Stop. Just stop talking. Oh, well, that's nice. I'm having another glass anyway. Please, I need you to listen. I'm all ears. My world is dying. Sorry, the bubbles went up my nose. Oh, sweetheart, that's awful. What's happened? Is it global warming? We have that over here as well. That's why I use roll-on deodorant. It's the opposite. Our planet is cooling down. Soon, it'll just be a frozen rock in space. Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't there anything you can do? Oh, you could do global warming. Do it on purpose. So all the things we're not meant to do, if you did those, it might work. There's no solution. We've tried everything. That's why I'm here. So why's that then? We're invading your world. We're replacing you. I'm here to replace you. Sorry. Well, that was that. Which is why, Beryl, I'm calling you. Because soon your replacement will arrive and you will die. Just like your pathetic friend, Jackie Tyler. I'm only messing. Obviously, we stopped her. I'm the real Jackie. Or am I? No. No, I am really. Beryl. Beryl, calm down. Beryl. It really is me. So, the Doctor, he's been quiet for ages. Normally, you can't get a word in edgeways with him. Anyway, he stands up and he goes over to her. You know, the other me. And he sort of crouches down a bit and stares at her face. And he looks at me and he says, "Certainly looks like you." I just shrug. I mean, obviously she looks like me. No, I mean, she really looks like you. It could be plastic surgery. Plastic surgery to look like me. I think that's the nicest thing he's ever said to me. But then he does this frown, because he can see I can't see what he's getting at. It's like, you know when your mum used to say, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed? It's that kind of frown. The old doctor, he'd do it sometimes and I'd feel, well, I wouldn't let on, but I'd feel sad, you know. Because he never had to give that frown to Rose. She always understood him. This doctor, though, where does he get off judging me? So I just walked right up to him and I said, just tell me what you're getting at, Doctor. I'm not psychic. And so he does. He reckons the whole thing's a trick. Someone's created this fake Jackie to trick us. Eh? Why would aliens create a fake me to trick us? What's that all about? Stop shaking your head at me, Doctor. This isn't charades. What? Fine. Okay, so it's not aliens. Well, who then? Who'd want to... Oh. Rose! Rose and Pete, they did this! They've done this so that we have to talk to each other. They know you like all your mysteries and adventures. That's what this is. This isn't a trick. I'm me. Oh, sweetheart, you're not. Because if it was that easy to bounce around from universe to universe, we could have gone home. The real doctor, he once burned up a supernova just to visit my Rose. You've never had a device like this. Oh, we did. Ours were yellow, but... Doctor, could they have made them as well? No, it's a trick. Oh, have some champagne, love. This is not a trick. I'll prove it. And then, I'm sorry, Jackie, but I'll have to kill you. And with that, she strides off and goes into the pilot's cabin. The doctor, he just laughs. And I'm smiling because, you know, it's him. And then he says about how obviously it's not real because there's no way any Jackie Tyler would have been able to do this. It's much more likely that Rose and Pete would have faked it. And, you know, Rose is clever. She really is. But I had to fight for her. I'm not saying it's all me. It isn't. But there were kids on our estate who had nothing. Their mums and dads did nothing. Me, I told her stories. I made her eat veg. Beryl, when she was 16, she went off the rails a bit. Went off with this lad, Jimmy Stone. Who waited for her? Who got her back? Who helped her clear her debts? Me, that's who. I made Rose respect herself. So yeah, I might not be mastermind, but I reckon if you can do that with a teenage girl, then... that he was right, wasn't he? What was more likely? That I'd done this, or that it was all a trick? Oh, you're right. Oh, that's sweet, really. Bless them. As if I could do something like this. Oh, champagne's really lovely. So I drink and I laugh and I'm Jackie Tyler. It's funny, Beryl. The trick, what we thought was a trick, it had already started to work. My Rose, she doesn't do things by halves. And I said that and he said, that's why I love her. And, well, he stops laughing and he looks at me and he gives me this look. It's like his eyes are pleading at me, like a puppy. That's it. He's like a puppy. He's like a puppy who knows he's done something wrong. Maybe because of Krista or because of what he said to me. And he just wants everything to be right again. And God, I want to hug him. I want to hug him so tight. But I can't. I can't forget what he did. The real him was there, deep inside, but... Anyway, before either of us could do anything, the other me comes out and she's got the pilot. She's got him at gunpoint. And he's babbling, begging for his life. Och no, please dinna kill me. He was Welsh, Beryl. She just drags him over to one of the doors, opens it and pushes him out. Now do you believe me? You killed him. You killed him. He's got a parachute. I don't want to kill anyone, but I need you two to take me seriously. It wasn't a trick, Beryl. It wasn't Rose and Pete. It really was a parallel me. The doctor went into one of his no. Jackie Tyler, being able to do all this? No, I cut him off. He seemed to be missing the point, Beryl. This wasn't about whether some other universe me could do all this. This was about, you said you wanted to kill me. I don't want to. I have to. Why? You asked me if I had a rose. I don't, but I have a son, Tony. So do I. Well, then you understand. I'll do anything, anything, to give him a decent life. We need to escape our world. So you're going to come over here and kill us? That's not fair. There's nothing else we can do. I will make it painless, I promise. It'll be just like going to sleep. This isn't right. What makes you and your Tony more important than me and mine? What makes you think this is fair? Who do you think you are coming over here and...
Jackie, please. OK, I need you to listen. What do you do? What's your job?
I'm the head of food distribution at UNIT. It's a top secret organisation, actually.
You're a dinner lady.
Yeah, so? It's as I thought. I'm a scientist. I invented these transporters. I make our world a better place. So?
Oh, right. Oh, I see. You're like him over there, looking down your nose at me.
So what you're saying is your life is more important because you're clever?
No, not that. But my life is more important because I contribute to society. I'm a better asset.
So if I'd said I was something special, you'd have changed your mind?
Oh, sweetheart. I've had it up to here with people like you. I had it back at home, my home. Politicians and rich people thinking they're better than the likes of me. Well, you're not. All right, you are not better than me. You're not more important than me.
Well, fine. Explain it to me. Explain what you contribute to society. Explain how I'm not more important than you.
Well, you're...
I matter! Jackie Tyler, I'm a leading scientist. You might be wearing nice clothes, and your hair might admittedly be all right.
Thank you.
But you're a dinner lady. You can barely string a sentence together. You're a chav.
What?
Oh!
Ah!
You hit me? And you'll get more than that if you ever say that to me again. That is a horrible word. It's cruel. And anyway, how are we still flying? You kicked the pilot out.
We're on autopilot. The fact that you have to ask that rather proves my point.
Oh, right, so I'm not clever. But I know one thing. You want something, because you could have just killed me. You could have just dumped me out of that airlock, dyed your hair, and job done. So why haven't you? You didn't know what job I did.
You're right. I need more information about this world, about your family and your friends. And if you don't, I'll kill your friend here.
She wanted me to tell her about you lot, Beryl.
Yes, I'm sure it's me. I'd hardly tell you all this if I'd been body snatched. Well, what could I do? The doctor, he was staying quiet. And you know what? I thought he was thinking about it. I thought he was thinking that she would be a better Jackie than me. If she was a scientist, she could help with his TARDIS. You know, the time machine he's trying to make. What can I do? Hand over a burger when he's a bit peckish? Taking out the gherkins because I know he can't stand them? So, yeah, I'm thinking, this might be it. I'm going to be dead before I even get to see the glass pyramids of Hull. But I couldn't let her kill him, even if he is a plum. So I decide to try and buy some time. I'm gonna tell her everything. All right. Well, I'm Jackie Tyler, and yes, I'm a dinner lady. I work for UNIT. We're in a big clock called Big Bill. My husband, Paul, he's a cleaner. Not a very good one, to be honest. Never gets into the corners. Rose, my daughter, she helps the doctor here. That's what they do, isn't it, Doctor? That's right.
How do I know you're not lying to me?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Him there, he's... Well, he's my best mate. He's given my daughter the most fantastic life. And we don't always see eye to eye, but I love him. And you know, sometimes he takes me for granted. Sometimes he thinks that I should be doing more with my life, but he's wrong. Because you lot, you need people like me. You need the people who know how many sugars you have in your coffee. You need the people who are going to look after you. The people who might not know the answer to everything, but we can listen to you. You need people like us so that people like you get through life. Because otherwise, who's going to give you chips? I don't like chips, Jackie. Oh, what is wrong with you? They're not healthy. They make you fat. Oh, wind your neck in. But you know what else people like me are good for? We're not good at fighting. We're not good at defending ourselves. But we're good at distracting. We're good at making stuff up until someone like the doctor can sneak up behind you and... grab your gun off you. What, Beryl? Did I mean it? What? Oh, well, maybe. Some of it. I mean, we all make mistakes. And I could see it in his eyes, like I said. I could see the real him. And he deserves another chance. So, he's got the gun and he's moving away from her. And then he looks at me and gives me that terrifying grin. And he says, Jackie Tyler, there's one thing I do know about you. You love life. I shrug, really not seeing the relevance, to be honest, Beryl. And he says, and I'm willing to bet Parallel Jackie does as well. I reckon every Jackie Tyler in existence loves life. And with that, oh, well, obviously, what would you do? He fires the gun into the pilot's cabin, which knocks off the autopilot, and we start going down, hurtling towards the city of Hull. And he shouts, Alonzi! Which is annoying, to be perfectly honest. What the blimmin' heck did he do that for? He thinks I'll leave. He thinks I'll leave to save myself because I love life. Well, if you won't, give me your dimension, what's it, and I will. It's a bluff, Jackie. He doesn't want to die. He won't let you die. He won't leave my son without a mother. Oh, sweetheart, you don't know him at all. He's a metacrisis. He was born during a war and his head's all messed up. His answer to everything is let's blow ourselves up. Look at him, he's even got his feet up. Oh, we've got sausage rolls. I love sausage rolls. Actually, I love pastry. I'd have pastry on everything, me. We are crashing to our deaths. What's that, love? Why don't you fix it yourself? And let you two overpower me? Not a chance. Don't you understand? You are going to die. Oh, we're all gonna die. And if there was something I could do about it, I would. But there isn't. But I'll tell you one thing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't kill someone else just so I could live. That's mean. We've got no choice. Build a spaceship and go to the moon. Do something, anything. Here, have a mini Battenberg. Please, you've got your way out. I can't fail this mission. Millions could die. You want to be a dinner lady. It's a lot less stressful. Worst you can do is burn the gravy. I'll return. I'll be back. Why? That's the doctor, he never loses. It's a bit irritating, really, but it's true. Find another way. I'm going, but at least I'll know you'll die with your roots showing. Oi! This is natural. All right, doctor. Go do your thing. And with that, he jumps up and he rushes into the cabin to go and fix the autopilot. I made a start on the Black Forest Gatto and then I stopped because I should have been trying to help him. Or I should have been calling Rose. I should have been doing something, anything, but I knew the reason I wasn't. Despite everything, I had faith in him. I knew he'd save us. I knew he was still the doctor. He always wins. And it was at precisely that moment he came back in and he said, "It's broken, Jackie. Not just the autopilot, all of it." He'd shot the controls and there was no way to stop us crashing. Stupid Prawn had acted without thinking. And that, Beryl, is why I'm telling you this.
I want you to know about the day I died.
No, no, Beryl. No, I'm joking. I'm messing with you. Beryl, I'm not dead. Obviously we found a way out, otherwise I couldn't be telling you this. Blimey, Beryl, you not been taking your pills?
So, first thing he does is he gets on the intercom thing and he tells the people on the ground what's happening. I call Pete and I tell him that I love him and that I'm sorry I'm going to die again. Not fair, really. Him losing two wives, two Jackies. Then I say bye and I hang up because I don't want him to hear what's going to happen. I was quite calm, actually. It's weird. I think, I don't know. I think I just hoped it wouldn't hurt. So I go through to the pilot's cabin and I sit next to the doctor. He's managed to start steering us and he tells me that he's going to try and crash into the river so we don't, you know, squash anyone. And I reach over and I put my hands on his, you know, on the steering wheel so I can help him and so he's not alone. And we steer to the right, aiming for the river. Are you going to change again? You know, rejuvenate, or whatever you call it. He tells me he won't. He's only got one heart. We're both quiet for a bit. I look over at him, and he looks so young. I realise he might be like 1,000 years old or something, but this is something he's never... You and me, Beryl, we know we're going to die. We've said goodbye to people who know they're going to die. He's never had that. Because he can change. He can become someone else. His face. He looks just like Rose did when she realised the truth about Jimmy Stone. The end of the world. And I'm so angry at him. But he doesn't need that. Doctor! You might have only one heart, but it's a good heart. I know that much. And there are tears in his eyes. He says he thought I hated him. He says he knows he's messed up. Yeah. Yeah, you did mess up, you stupid idiot. Everyone messes up. But I could never hate you. I mean, here I am, about to die, in Hull, and I don't hate you. You made our lives better. You always do. He's crying. He tells me that sometimes his head hurts. Because sometimes all he can think about is fire and war. Doctor, do you know what you did in here? Do you know what you're doing? You called them lot down there and you warned them. You're trying to crash us into the river to save them. You're still the doctor. Oh, sweetheart, stop crying. I can't bear it if you cry. I'm really trying here. And he stops crying and he gives me this smile. He tells me that he absolutely 100% loves Rose and that he loves me. He tells me how my daughter, my wonderful, beautiful, clever little girl, saved him from himself before. And he says that's all because of me. I made her into the Rose Tyler that saved him. Well, I guess that means I saved you. Do you remember that first Christmas dinner, just after you changed? We were so happy then. My new little family. You, me, Rose and Mickey. Doctor, she'll be fine. She's strong. She'll miss us both so much. She'll really miss my chips. You know what she's like about chips. But she'll survive. It's what us Tylers do. We survive. He says he's sorry. He's sorry for thinking I should have made more of my life. He hadn't realised that I'd actually made something in my life. He says I was right. It's people like me that mean people like him can go out there and do the bigger things. Well, it's about time you realise that, you daft lummox. So we're mates, yeah? Oh yes, Jackie Tyler. We're mates. The water's getting closer. And the bridge. Are we going to crash into the bridge? He points out that they've cleared everyone off the bridge. so even if we do, nobody else will get hurt. We're so close. I should have brought the champagne in here. We could have had a last toast. Well, here's to the doctor and Jackie Tyler. Friends to the end. Suddenly, he looks at me and he grins. God, it's beautiful. And he asks me how many second chances have we had? The nesting consciousness, the Slitheen, Pete, the Daleks, the Cyber. All right, Doctor, we've had plenty. What's your point? And he says we deserve yet another second chance because he doesn't want to die. He knows I don't want to, and we're both brilliant, and he's had an idea. What if we jumped? What if we jumped out before we hit the water? Come on, Jackie. It's you and me. We never give up. Well, I can't think of anything else, so, as always, he starts running, and I'm kicking off my heels, and I'm running after him. We ran back into the main cabin. He opens the airlock door. I grab a bottle of fizz and... Oh! Are we really doing this? And it's him. The man who stopped the Daleks and the Quevils. The man who gave my daughter the stars. The man who gave me my husband. It's him. He's the doctor. And I'll follow that stupid grinning idiot anywhere. Oh, Doctor, you got me! We're alive! We're actually alive! And I've got the champagne! And, oh, Doctor, the bridge! Are we going to have to pay for that? So, yeah, it was us. We destroyed the Humber Bridge. But you know what? Nobody got hurt. They fished us out and they wrapped us in blankets, gave us tea, lots of sugar, I told them. They found the pilot as well. To be sure, I only went and landed on a haystack. The doctor asked him if he'd found a needle and he laughed and laughed. And I sighed and I opened the champagne. And that was that. Pete and Rose, they tricked us into being with each other, but that wouldn't have worked by itself. Although Beryl, they're both saying it was a success because of them, cheeky beggars. But the whole meeting the other me waffling on, the Zeppelin crashing, that had done it. Because it had made me realise, and this is what was important, it had made me realise that he wanted to change. He didn't want to be Mr. Metacrisis. He wanted to be the doctor. And it had made me realise, because right, you know if people tell you you're not important, if people talk about you being just a dinner lady or just someone's mum or just... Oh, I hate the word so much, but just a chav. If people keep saying that about you, you start to believe it. You can slap people and shout at them and say it's not true. But deep down, you start to believe it. And I'd started to believe it. But I'm not just anything. And I don't mean just because I saved the doctor from himself, which means he was then able to save the world this morning before he'd had his breakfast. But I mean because... Because I know he doesn't like gherkins. I know Rose hates squeaking doors. I know you can't stand heights, which is why you've never been in a Zeppelin. Actually, I'm not sure the story I've just told you is going to help with that, sorry. But I know these things, and they're important. So, yeah, there's nothing just about me or any of us. I'm Jackie Tyler. And I'm flipping fantastic.